But this morning we're talking with Dr. Shannon Gillum, who is with the University Hospitals OBGYN. Thank you for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right, now.
It's my pleasure.
Based on the Super Bowl ads yesterday, my first question to you is, how accurate is that Doritos ad that we saw in which the ultrasound and the Doritos were having a little bit of a...
I'm embarrassed to say I'll have to catch up on all of that
okay.
today.
Okay, all right. Well, you'll be very interesting the way that worked out. But it must be interesting to be in that field. Mm-hmm. What was it that kind of drew you to that particular discipline?
Actually, growing up around a lot of women. My mother grew up in a family with a lot of sisters, one brother. And I was the toddler walking around, running around, who always wanted to take care of my aunts. You know, when I saw them down for whatever reason, I wanted to be the one to patch them up. So I think that's how it started.
And you've been doing this for how many years now?
I've completed residency in 2007.
Okay.
So 4 years of training, and I've been doing it ever since.
And where is it that you're located now? What part? Because the UH is everywhere. But
correct. I was hired to serve Elyria Medical Center, and I'm in Avon's office full time, and I have part time in Elyria's Gates Medical Center. And Elyria Medical Center is where my privileges are for surgery and so forth, delivering babies and so forth.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any idea how many babies you've delivered over time?
I stopped counting because it's going to be a lifetime for me, as long as I'm able to do it.
Well, very good. How about twins, triplets, anything like that?
Yes, I've had them all. I will never forget in residency, my first year, I had natural triplets walk through the door. So that was the landmark for, you know, what was to come.
Natural meaning there was no infant.
Correct. No fertilization assistance involved. You just walk through the door with triplets.
Yeah. But of course, there's probably issues you deal with people, women, families, couples trying to get pregnant. So there's things that you have to assist with that or determine what's the situation.
Correct. That is true. I consider myself the generalist. Every aspect of obstetrics and gynecology lives in my heart. Love to do it all from one end of the spectrum to the next. So that means whatever comes through the door, whether it be the new OB visit, where the mother's walking in looking to start care, or whether it be the woman with abnormal periods, you know, symptomatic abnormal periods, I'm going to treat them both, and that's what I love to do.
How do, I guess the question, because you're talking to two guys here who have mm-hmm. been as far away sometimes from your office as heavenly possible, do discussions like this come up for a woman to deal with her family, or what needs to be discussed, or how often should these visits take place?
Yes, the discussion comes up a lot. Just for example, a lot of my new patients will walk in expecting a pap smear, which is performed for cervical cancer screening. Well, we don't do them as often as we used to. And trying to convince the woman that that's today's recommendation is tough because they are so used to the idea of having this every year. But I want to remind everyone, it doesn't mean you don't go for your preventative health screening. It means that, you know, we have protocols for certain testing. We don't want to do things that are unnecessary. So we should still see you for your breast and pelvic exams and overall preventative health.
Are some of these changes driven by research and experience, or are they driven by government mandates or budgetary concerns?
Research, and then with adequate justifiable research outcomes, then we'll make those changes. And sometimes that ends up happening down the line where insurance companies they get hold of these protocols, and so they keep an eye on us to make sure we're not doing unnecessary testing. So yes, down the line that does happen, but the most important thing is that what we learn, we apply with evidence-based medicine.
Is there a lot of research being done in that area? Sometimes certain areas and things have more finance, money, science behind it,
yes,
because
sir.
Maybe there's a better return on investment as such. What kind of things have you seen happen in that area?
I mean, what's grown is every time a few years I'll go to a conference and learn about a new vaccine coming out. And I remember when Gardasil first came out, our new convenient birth control, long-term birth control methods, you know, so that we're hoping to have less accidental unplanned pregnancies, especially if it's not the right time of a woman and partner's life, but long-term convenient birth control. And research has, you know, helped with that. I would say breast cancer research, you know, and the protocols for screening have changed over time. That's all so important for our practice, for the well-being of the patient.
And, of course, a lot of times the surgeries have changed. Things that used to be very invasive and require a lot of recovery have been able to be done a lot simpler and better for the patient, obviously.
Oh, yes, you are so right. In this office, and we're implementing in Elyria as well, we're performing office hysteroscopy, which is something that, you know, years ago you wouldn't have heard of. But now we can perform the most minor but diagnostic hysteroscopy to get the most information, which is putting a scope into the uterus. We used to take patients to the operating room for that, which means you had pre-admission testing, anesthesia. But this is a perfect example of what you're talking about, how we can do these diagnostic procedures now in our office with minimal inconvenience to the woman's day. Because, you know, our young patients, a lot of them are working. We don't want them to have to take too much time out of work. So, two of us, my partner and myself, are minimally invasive surgeons. So that is one thing I am so excited to embark on. Every day I learn, when I hear about something new coming out, I make it part of my goal to learn those new techniques. So we're learning new ways of treating fibroids in the operating room with minimal time out of work. Uterine fibroids are benign tumors of the uterus, but very, very common amongst all women of all colors. So, you know, that's just an example. Obstetrics, gynecology, and prevention. That's what makes up what I do.
You see a lot of women, and probably a spectrum. Let me know. Mm-hmm. Some who really know a lot about their bodies, others who may not know so mm-hmm. much.
Mm-hmm. So the ones that seem to know a lot about their bodies will be the ones that will come in and they've already done the research. They stay on top of their prevention because they know the importance of it, meaning home prevention. What can I do at home to maintain the best health? So diet, exercise, self-breast exams, for example. And then sometimes you'll have patients walk in, they don't know much of anything about their bodies, but that's what they rely on me for, to make sure that they are on top of that prevention. Sometimes I'll take out an old chalkboard and draw out anatomy for them to help them understand. So you're exactly right.
Well, it's one of those things, too, when they find a doctor to go to, they have to have a good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously there's
Absolutely.
Nothing more personal than a lot of what you're talking about that goes on. So they have to feel comfortable with somebody like
yes,
that.
Yes, they do. And internet access, smartphones, you know, a lot of women have access to those, but not everyone does. So my geriatric population, a lot of them will have internet but may not have a smartphone. My younger patients, they all have a smartphone but may not have internet at home. So the nice thing about internet is you can get them on either one. But what I'm saying is that they are allowed technology to stay connected with their doctors now through the internet. And of course, research is available online about all new products and surgical options are available. So
right.
I'm surprised when most of the patients walk in and they're already asking me for the technology.
Well, that requires you to sort of be a little bit ahead of that, so at least you maintain somewhat of the knowledge base of that.
You are exactly
or
right.
You be open enough to think, what are you talking about? And
Correct.
Then after they leave or whatever, you're finding out what it is and realize sometimes patients who maybe have some specific area that they're really concerned about can kind of share information
and
with you.
Medications included.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you coming in this morning. I know you've got a lot of busy day ahead of you here.
Thank
Dr.
you.
Shannon Gillum,
mm-hmm.
who is with University Hospitals here, also at Elyria and also in Avon and Elyria
yes.
that you have.
Yes. Happy to be here. Thank you.
Thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.